Gemma. So, since the time the doors have been opened to the new world, a lot of new ideas, beautiful things are sailing from beyond. But when they enter into the human mind is giving them a new twist and turn, largely under the action of the old consciousness and also under the action of falsehood. It is falsifying those terms. Like Hitler had falsified the word Arya, Superman. Number of terms. One day we will take about non-dual consciousness, non-judgmental, unconditional love. Lovely things. Beautiful. One day humanity has to be there. World unity. Vasudev Kutumbakam. Minus Vasudev. We'll take up all this one day. But for now, people use the word very frequently, youngsters. Go with the flow. They must understand there are several flows. There is not one flow. Okay? Broadly, there is a flow of nature. And there is a flow of the divine impulsion. So there are at any given point of time, these two flows operating. Divine will pushing us in a certain direction. That is the original flow. And the other is the flow of nature, which takes up this will, but limits it and presents to us. Then the human ego further distorts it. And by the time you are in that flow is not going to, you know, it will keep you bound to the ways of ignorance. It's like in olden times, parents wanted their, if they wanted, I don't know, but many of them, very idealistic, that my son, for example, should become a doctor. Why? Because he will help the village people, he will help humanity. They were still idealistic. So the son goes, becomes a doctor. Now where the distortion comes, I am a doctor. The doctors that I know have three-storied building and a big car. Now you see what has happened. He has become a doctor. But that's not what was the original will. Always there is a flow of the divine will and a flow of desire self. These are the two main flows. And in that also we have in nature, inferior nature as it is called, we have three flows, tamasic, rajogun and sattogun. But that's not, we need not go into all these details. But there is a flow of nature. Nature's flow is also ultimately taking us to the same truth. Because nature, behind the impulsion of nature also is the divine force. There is no second force. But first in the inferior nature it becomes limited. And then in human consciousness because of desire and ego it becomes further distorted. So when nature takes you through its flow, it takes you through the Taramaji, giant wheel. When you go with the flow and you feel, ah, so wonderful, I am on the top. Next moment you crash. Arey, what happened? Arey, go with the flow then. Arey, why did God do this to me? You didn't go with God's flow, you went with the flow. But if we catch hold of that little thread of the real flow, then life can take unprecedented, miraculous turn. But it can be very disorienting because that is a super flow. It is the difference between if you go from olden times, I don't know how people traveled so many kilometers on feet. But then there is a possibility of a, what is that called? Super tunnel, in which there is no friction. So you can go from Delhi to Ahmedabad or Mumbai in 2 hours. That can be very disorienting. So the mother uses the word super grace, and this happens in the life of devotees or disciples who are really given to her. You will see their life often. This is not to frighten anyone, okay? Because a great joy. Turn topsy-turvy. Because desired self was carrying you like this. You're enjoying, enjoying, enjoying. And then desired self will also take you. Oh my God, what happened in my life? Rahu Kalam, Ketu Kalam, and God knows, try to please this God, that ultimately curse God. But you will come out because that's how the flow operates in nature. If you stay, after some time, even this will pass away. Then again, these ups and downs. But if you catch the divine flow, it will take you much faster, straight. But then, many things, people, relations, they can't keep pace with it. So many things will fall apart. Many karmic bonds will fall apart because they are now bypassed. You are traveling on a super VIP corridor. So many things, and this happens. You know, when a VIP comes, Modi ji had come, they had called me. That's a funny story. And I told some people, family members, and family members told somebody else. Everybody got into the car. We'll also go. I said, it doesn't, they have not said family and friends. Ultimately, we couldn't reach. I was happy. I was actually trying to avoid. Everybody got late preparing and you won't be allowed. So that's a problem when people turn to the divine, they want to take the whole family. Used to have a phrase in Hindi, Bibi Bacche Sahit. Parivar, Saparivar, Bhagwan ke yahan ja rahe. It doesn't work out like that. Very rarely children of the same family are born in the same roof. If it happens, very fortunate. Special grace. Otherwise, this super flow, if you get into, but people are not put into it because unless they are really surrendered, it can be disorienting. So the mother uses the word super grace. If you type out the word super grace in incarnate word, I think there will be only one entry and you will find it. Everything changes very rapidly. All the landscapes change. This is something which people often experience when they come to the ashram. And they don't understand. But actually it's a, not only a grace, but a super grace. Grace normally making you progress your way, but intervening in between carrying you. Super grace takes you and changes everything in a moment. So that's about go with the flow. So when people say go with the flow, I only ask them, which flow? Because there are several flows. Chema.